welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray review. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. And this is the Multimedia Men Podcast Network, the podcast network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and everything else. If you type in the Multimedia Men or Boomstick Comics into iTunes, you will find this podcast where there's tons of shows, including wrestling shows, horror movie shows, nerdy shows, music shows, and this 4K Blu-ray show where we review 4K and Blu-ray releases to see if you can spend your hard earn money to buy Blu-rays and 4Ks, or just see the movies that you might have forgotten about or have never seen. It's pretty excellent. Being the Halloween month, the October month, we're going to talk about stuff from Scream Factory mostly for the next coming episodes of this. Scream Factory puts out horror films, but this one's not really a horror film. It's more like sci-fi, maybe a little horror, but and a little bit of comedy mixed in. I'm talking about the film that came out in 1992, called Memoirs of an Invisible Man, starring Chevy Chase, Daryl Hannah, Sam Neill, Michael McKean, and Stephen Tobolowsky. Ned Ryerson? Yes, and this was directed by the iconic, the legendary filmmaker, John Carpenter. Most people forget that. Yes, John Carpenter, who gave us Big Trouble in Little China, Halloween, Escape from New York, They Live, Holy Moses. He also directed this film, Memoirs of an Invisible Man. It does not have the title John Carpenter's Memoirs of an Invisible Man because Warner Brothers would not allow him full creative control over this movie, because most of his movies he kind of had full creative control over. And John Carpenter has said in interviews that the studio is in the business of making audience-friendly movies, but not any challenging films. So I would agree with him. So Memoirs of an Invisible Man is not like the crazy all-out fun that John Carpenter's other resume of movies are. But it's still a good movie and showcases Chevy Chase's kind of more serious side of acting, which was very rare. And I'm just so glad that Scream Factory finally put this out on Blu-ray, because before this, actually before 2014, MGM kind of put out a pretty big box set of movies, and this was in it. And before then, this movie was out of print on home video. Like, you cannot find it anywhere. And finally, we have this single Blu-ray edition, 1080p. It's goodness. But what is Memoirs of an Invisible Man? Yes, similar to the Claude Rains was the Invisible Man from the 1930s type of film, but it's a little different. What John Carpenter does, showing third-person and first-person views of this character, the Invisible Man, is quite cool. So the movie follows a guy named Nick, played by Chevy Chase. He is a stock analyst, and he just kind of spends his life kind of avoiding big responsibilities and people. He doesn't want to be involved in that. He like takes naps in the office because he just doesn't want to be bored. So he meets this girl, Alice, Daryl Hannah, and the two really hit it off and they fall in love and everything. And then the following day, Nick attends a shareholders meeting at a laboratory for some reason. And what happens, the lab technician spills his drink on the computer and electronics, and the whole building explodes. Well, it doesn't explode, it turns invisible. And everybody escapes except Nick, because he was napping during the shareholders meeting in another room. So he is invisible now. So Memoirs of an Invisible Man. So Nick is invisible, and he finds out, or a CIA operative, played by Sam Neill, finds out that Nick is invisible and wants to take Nick into the CIA and make him a secret spy, because he would be the world's best secret spy because he's invisible. and Nick does not want any part of this. He flees. He runs from the CIA. He tries to get a doctor to help him change back to actually not being invisible. So it's kind of like a cat and mouse thing, these bad CIA operatives who kind of want to kidnap and turn Nick into this experiment of a secret spy, kind of has Nick and his love of his life now, Daryl Hannah, on the run, going from place to place, trying to stay out of harm's way, while again trying to like do funny things that an invisible person would do here and there. But what's cool about this is that Chevy Chase actually plays it more serious. Yeah, there's still kind of like a silliness to it here and there, but it's like part of the movie and not his usual comedy shtick. He's actually plays it serious, and his relationship with Daryl Hannah in the movie is taken quite seriously. I hate to use the word serious so much, but yeah, it is. You don't see Chevy Chase in this role really hardly at all, and he really does a good job. I'm surprised he didn't really go this route. So yeah, this movie is kind of an interesting blip on Chevy Chase's and John Carpenter's record, and it's a good one at that. Still holds up. Again, this movie came out in 1992 with a budget of $40 million, but it only made $14 at the box office, making it a box office bomb. But I still think it's a damn good movie still today, with some of the ideas they had where they were going. Interestingly enough, the original director attached to this was Ivan Reitman, who did Ghostbusters. But a lot of things happened, didn't turn out that way, and they offered it to John Carpenter. He said, fuck it, I'll do it. So yeah, that's where this movie kind of landed in its side itself. But let's move on to the video and audio aspects of this movie. So video-wise, again, this kind of been out of print forever, so this is the first time it's been on Blu-ray. So yeah, the video, it's damn good. It is from Scream Factory and just looks damn good. Colors are have more of like a steely, cooler look, like a lot of grays, blues here and there, as opposed to certain scenes. Like there's a lot of like darker greens and various shades of greens throughout, but that contrasts is nice with the human skin, with Chevy Chase's when he's invisible and he tries to put on makeup to show himself, his fleshy and red and orange skin, in addition to Daryl Hannah's skin. There's a couple scenes, like maybe in a hotel room where things are warmer and brighter, with lots of whites and oranges and browns. So that kind of looks good here, color wise. They did a really good job of keeping the darker scenes with the grayscale to contrast the depth of field. So yes, pretty good. Black levels are deep and inky, and the skin tones are natural for the most part. You will notice a ton of detail here. Individual hairs, heavy pancake makeup, in locations, pores, wrinkles, all of that is here. Even wider shots of the city look great. So yeah, video-wise, this is good. Their film grain is still present. It's not over-digitized. However, most of the film grain has been erased. But it's nothing that would write home to, nothing you should be scared of. So yeah, there's a little video noise here and there, but other than that, it's pretty good. I would say the image looks softer than normal, but I think that's a style issue and not a transfer issue. So there you go. Pretty decent video presentation from Scream Factory. Audio-wise, Scream Factory's keeping with their DTS HD master audio of 2.0 stereo. Very good. There's not a whole lot of audio. There's no, actually zero audio dropouts, pops, cracks, or hiss. The dialogue is crystal clear and easy to follow. Sound effects of everything here and there are pretty robust and bold. I wouldn't say like it's very immersive because there's not 5.1. You don't hear anything coming from the rear speakers behind you, but it's pretty damn good. The score, the music, the visual effects, or the sound effects, all great, all add to the whole audio soundtrack and the film. Pretty good. Extra wise, there's really no new extras here, besides the new 2K scan from the original interpositive film cell. But we have older extras coming along with this. It just sucks that there's not any new things here from any of the actors or directors. However, one of the new things is, not new things, but one of the cool things are vintage interviews from the 90s with director John Carpenter, Chevy Chase, and Daryl Hannah. It's really short, though. It's about 6 minutes long, but they all talk about being in the movie and everything. I just wish it was present day. There's also a four-minute visual effects special feature of how they made Chevy Chase invisible and how they did all the green screen and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. There's 5 minutes of behind the scenes footage from the 90s. There's 3 minutes of outtakes, which are okay. And there's a couple of trailers and TV spots amounting to 6 minutes. So yeah, there's nothing new here, but there still are some pretty decent extras here. So overall, yes, this movie is a crazy anomaly in Chevy Chase's record, as well as John Carpenter's record. Not many people remember this film from the early 90s, but it's actually pretty good. It deserves to be seen, and a lot of really good ideas came to fruition here. I think this movie is far underrated. I think if it was released today, I think it would get a bigger pop. But yeah, video audio wise, Shout Factory did a good job, and there are extras here, even if they aren't new. Buy this from Scream Factory. I do recommend this movie. It is a John Carpenter movie. You want all John Carpenter movies in your collection. This movie is around $20 right now. So if you want to spend the $20 on this, go for it. Get it from Scream Factory. But if not, wait till it dips a little below. But I would advise against that, because this might go out of print like last time. So to spend the $20, you'll be happy you got it. Pretty good still.